Then the men during the war, the rations. Oh. We had to go to the shop with the curtains. The ration books. To Davy Davids and Willie Duncan.
Willie Duncan, he went round with the car.
He went round with and Sammy Brown.
Sammy Brown.
And you went and all, if you had so many curtains for a tin of salmon.
Aye.
And butter. And then we had Jens would have went down the south and they would have brought the butter back and they would have paid about, was it 10 shillings for it? A pound for black market, as it called it. Anybody you knew went down would have brought it up.
That was the best thing, the bus runs.
The old bus runs.
You went
to the dock and then ever to a meet. Money's the time we did it. Money's the time. I mean, I heard them all going to the Dunways and Lizzie, his mother and all, Lizzie, you know it. And I mean, then they got so much money off the men went away to the pub and the women went to the shops. I can remember that as well. Like, he mean me James Taggart, he used to go on them. No, you know, Kathleen's James, their own
like
man.
Beside us.
Yes, that's right.
We got Lizzie's house. They had sat her and hanging on the line outside. Her back wonder. Locked it in their yard.
That's right.
And there was a bit of wire across from house to house where she dried the clays or some of the clays.
That's right.
And Jimmy A had sat here and they hung on the line all the time.
There folk all did that.
Oh, I sat here and
So they had another thing we used to hear, the lingfish.
Ling.
That hung on the back of the door, sat fish. You put a bit and it was steep and then boiled.
Right. Hung in the back of the door.
It was like a strip of leather.
It was.
I had to steep it.
And then there was the eggs used to get put down stuff, some kind of glass to keep to preserve them.
That's whatever they were. I don't know what they were.
The fresh egg.
They crocked them, a big crock, and they put stuff in it. I nearly went like jelly, but it was to preserve them or something.
I never seen it done, but I heard word of it.
I never heard of that.
They preserved the eggs. But I mean us killing the pig.
Right.
In the tub with salt.
Right.
Killed the Anorean pigs.
That was the best bacon.
And Wally Gilmer would have killed it and then they would have come and they would have cut it up. You know, in bits and put it in pieces. You put it down in a big tub. Salt. Salt.
Just left it.
I remember him over at Bell's cutting the, cutting down the pigs. We used to watch them and all. And we used to eat the turnip over at Bell's. It was the turnip cutter, you know, for the feed the animals. We left it the slices open there and it was quite juicy and good.
You wouldn't get it turnip
now. No. We're on the turnip. I mean, my mammy and my late sister take going over to Wells one time and Wells' dad had said to them coming through the fields, they were to take a couple of turnips each with them for their dinner.
Yeah.
So that was all right. So the next time they were back over, maybe say in a fortnight or that, his dad had said, well, you've got your turnips all right. They said, we did. Well, he says, I wonder the next time you're tatting them, would you tat them out of my field? No, Sam Finley's. He had been watching them and took them out of the wrong field's turnips. Jimmy, he said they needed the frost on them, the turnips, to make them to be really tasty. That and a bit of good bacon, but sure, you wouldn't get it now either. We used to gather spuds, we used to get off school to gather potatoes.
Oh, you got to go for it next holiday.
For them to gather them, get away the shillings, like.
That's right.
Maybe bought you a pair of shoes. I know.
You mean the big fire they had in the concert hall? You used to light the great big open fire.
And so John and them time put the squibs in it, do you mean? They put the things in the blue.
Jimmy Atchison threw a bullet into it.
Some of them.
And who come in but Mrs. Felson. And there she was a bit of a stutter. She said, I'll tell the captain. And we are on to the bottom of the hall, and this bullet exploded in the fire. And
I'm sure the woman made a kelter. That was terrible. That was right.
And John, they used to mind the forms. There were no back on them. We used to put them up on the platform and ride the bike. And John broke his toe. John broke his toe.
No.
Fell off and broke his toe.
And the time he broke his arm, Dr. Huston says, I'll go out and stick it in a barrel of water. It'll be all right in the morning. He broke his arm. A barrel of water. Oh, dear.
We had to tell you, the doctors had some queer cures then.
Oh, dear.
There were no tablets then.
There was no tablets then.